BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Yeah! Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Tuesday, still raining. We just got a flood last week. We needed an ark to get to work, and guess what? We're right back to the rain. You thought the rain was gone? You thought the sunshine was back? Well, guess what? I will tell you what's back. It's warm again. It is warm again. 61 degrees out there. Today's high is going to talk about right near 68. Let me see when we're going to get rid of this rain, though. See, 9 o'clock rain, 10 o'clock rain, 12 o'clock rain, 1 o'clock rain, 2 o'clock, tapering off. By 3:34 o'clock, there you go. We might be rid of the rain about 3:34 o'clock. Other than that, you're going to deal with it all morning long, all the way through your lunch break, and then after your lunch break, the rain is supposed to clear out, taper off, and make way for an all right day, because we're going to deal with the clouds all day long. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next up.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, though?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you?
Welcome back.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, they come to owe me a day, so I had to take my day the day over. I need all mine.
I feel you.
I need all mine. Taking every last one of them. All mine. I got like 40 days of vacation this year. Guess what? All mine. I'm taking every last one of them. I might be on a vacation there every weekend. All the way through Monday. You know, I hate working Mondays.
We know.
So my Monday's up.
We need to discuss. We'll discuss that at our meeting later today.
What?
Mondays.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. Y'all like, Beans Broadcast. I need all mine. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all also say, what's up, the Big Head Bourbon?
That's not what they call me.
Big Back Bourbon?
Nope.
Fat Boy Bourbon? Mm-mm. Skinny but thinky fat thin bourbon?
I don't think I'm stupid. No, Larry. Introduce me correctly.
That dude over there named Bourbon.
I say, good morning.
Everybody on the east side.
Good morning.
West side.
Good morning.
South side.
Good morning.
Two thumbs up on my side and north side.
Good morning.
What up, Bourbon?
What's happening,
baby? All right?
I'm good. You straight?
Yeah, man. Welcome back to work.
I was worried. Well, I texted Larry yesterday. Boy, you all right?
He be like, boy, you good? I was like, what'd I do? I thought somebody had said
something.
You
don't never take days off this early in the year.
Hey, man, listen. They owe me my day. I want everything they owe me. I come to get it.
I mean, once you explained that, I was like, oh, okay, all right, I don't care no more.
I appreciate you checking over, though, man. I really do, man.
Whatever, I ain't gonna do it again.
I could have been somewhere dead in the ditch, man, so I appreciate you checking over.
What?
I mean, you know,
That's where your mind goes?
Yeah. But look, it's February, but listen.
What does February have to do
with it? I'm about to tell you, if you shut up, 2020 has been claiming lives, bro, like for real. Like, I lost a mentor yesterday. My mentor from high school, he passed away on yesterday. It was just like just watching, like, some people that went to East Mecca, I didn't even know. And his passing yesterday, a lot of people was talking about everything that he meant to them.
Mm.
So, just, man, 2020 been claiming lives. That's all I'm going to say.
It has.
It's just been like, you wake up, but they dead, damn. So, it's like that. It's been like that.
Yeah, and 2020 been powerful.
And it's just February. So I don't know what the rest of the year gonna hold. So I appreciate you checking on me in retrospect. So yeah, check on your folk, man. You just never know. And you better tell somebody something that you wanted to tell them because for real, 2020 knocking them off.
Yeah, you let somebody know next time that you taking off just because the company owe you.
I put it in the chat that I'm off tomorrow.
You said I'm off tomorrow. Uh-oh. Hey, what's wrong? What is you off for?
Because they owe me, Burpee, and I come to collect what they owe me.
Well, you got to say that next time, man.
We got an action-packed show for y'all this morning, man. We got the Trinity Topics dropping around 6:35 this morning. Miss Justice got your nose in the neighbor news at 7:24. Burpee's got his thoughts right around 8:10. And in between all that incognito is live in the kitchen at 7:50. All right, let's get it started with your inspirational power word of the morning. It's my big homie, Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration.
Another layer of the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know how we do it about this time. Time to hit the hashtag MHQOTD Madhouse question of the day. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? Let's talk about.
And that question of the day is being brought to you by the CIAA Step Show. DTLR presents the official CIAA Step Show Throwdown Greek versus Greeks. It's the final chapter, the last one. It's going down Friday, February 28th at the Charlotte Convention Center. Doors open at 6. Show is at 7. It's hosted by No Limit Larry and myself from the Morning Madhouse. Performing live, we got our girl, Tiana Murray. Go to power98fm.com for more details.
All right, Madhouse Nation, you know it's the week of love. Valentine's Day is on Friday. We got a funny one for you today. We want to know which celebrity couple you're sick of.
I'm sick of Russell Wilson and Ciara Wilson. I'm sick of them. I'm sick of everybody posting goals, everybody talking about what prayer did Ciara say to get Russell. I'm sick of Russell with this new damn hair, and they got all these Michael Jackson memes going around with him. I'm sick of Russell Wilson taking shots at Future about Future's son and talking about he'll need Future's child support. We good over here. I am sick of Ciara and Russell damn Wilson, and I wish they get off my screen and go sit down somewhere. And I don't care if whoever chime in to my Larry hate. You damn right I'm hate. I'm sick of them.
All right.
I'm sick of them, Murph.
That's pretty aggressive there.
Then they got another baby on the way. Now we got to watch Ciara show her baby bump for the next 6 months. And Russell Wilson kiss on it. And I'm sick of them, Murph. I'm sick. I'm sick of them.
I never get sick of black love.
But shit. But listen. You know who else I'm sick of? Comedian Burpee and Stesha. What's your last name? Allsop. I'm sick of him too.
I never get sick of celebrity. Black celebrity.
You know who else I'm sick of? Nah. Who you got, Jessica?
You know what? I was thinking about this because we discussed that we were going to ask this question, and I can't think of a.
You can't think of a. Oh, yeah. They got
black
to be
love in there.
They could be white. They ain't got to be black.
I can't think of a couple that
you
I'm
sick of.
Sick of.
I'm okay, I got one.
Who you got?
Chrissy Teigen and John Legend. I'm
sick of
them
too. You
I'm
know sick what? Of them. John Legend wrote 9 albums about this woman.
I'm sick of it.
But that all of me go hard though. All of me.
Who else? Name some other celebrity love couples and maybe
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
I'm
yeah,
sick right. of them too. Yeah, I've been right. sick of the Carters. I've been sick of the Carters. Jay-Z need to comb his damn hair and Beyonce.
I love.
I'm sick of them too.
I don't know.
Jeezy and his new Chinese boo. I'm sick of them too.
She's not Chinese.
What
man.
Is she? What is she?
She could be something else. Of what Asian is, what descent. Is,
well, I'm sick of them. Nah, I ain't sick of Young and his boo. They knew. I like them. I like them.
I can't think of one.
Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade.
I think I could
love
be sick of them.
Gabrielle.
I like them could too. Be quite I like, sick of them. Actually.
I like them. I like them.
I like them.
I like them.
I can't think of one. I like keep them. Going. Who
I'm
else?
Trying to think of Will Smith and Jada Smith.
Yeah.
I'm really not sick of them either. I'm not sick of them either. I'm not sick of them.
Love them?
No.
I think that's it.
I can't.
I'm trying to think of some white couples. See, white couples don't be all on the gram and all that. They don't be doing all that. Name me a white couple that's all on the gram like that every damn day. Tell me, I love him. Blah, 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 blah. Mm.
I don't.
R. Kelly and all his damn women.
Meghan Markle and Prince. Which one is William?
I'm not sick of them.
I love me some Prince Harry.
Nah, I'm sick of them because they done denounced their whole kingdomship. Just to be in love. I don't even want to be in love and give up all of this for you. Just think like, this is it. This is the real life coming to America,
right.
man.
It is. It really is.
It's funny because it's true.
Megan done made that man denounce his whole money bag, yo, and Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, that is hilarious, Burpee. Like it is the real life.
Coming to America. It is.
All right, Madhouse Nation, tap in. How do they tap in on this question?
You just saw it on TV.
Oh, my goodness. At Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am Burpee, at I Am No Limit Larry, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
What celebrity couple are you sick of?
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30.
Man, these folks got to hit his. No cap.
620 here in the Queen City. What's going on, nosy neighbors? Here's a nosy neighbor news quickie. Roddy Ricch's hit The Box is atop the Billboard charts for a fifth week. The song is also the number one stream song for a sixth week. So congratulations to him. The song sits on top of the hot R&B and hip-hop songs and the hot rap songs chart. The Box. When I went skiing a couple of weeks ago, it was the number one song that was played at every single party. He's got a hit on his hands.
Yeah, he definitely do. I'm getting into Roddy Ricch.
He got a classic. That song will go down as a classic.
I like it. I like
Roddy Ricch.
I like him, but I'm just not getting into his music.
His whole album.
His music is just starting to speak to me. It's hard for me to put down that Southern music, though, so it's growing up.
We know.
Yeah. I'm still on Moneybag Yo-Yo, Gotti, DaBaby,
Jeezy, Yin Yang Twins.
Nah, I ain't even on them right now.
No Limit.
Moneybag did have a hot album. Moneybag has a hot album. I haven't had a chance to make it all the way through Yo Gotti's.
Oh yeah, Yo Gotti.
As I was listening to his, and then Toosie dropped his. Toosie's hot.
Yeah, Toosie album.
So
hot.
He
put me in the mind of Roddy Ricch a little bit.
Roddy Ricch has a hit on his hand with this one, The Box. Congratulations to him. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie. Tell that.
Wale Jeremiah on chill. Charlotte's plug is Pot IDA. Can I give you some chills tonight, baby? Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. Giving you chills right now inside the Madhouse, 61 degrees. Kind of warm out there, baby. It's going to be warm again. 68 is the high for the day. Rain all throughout the day, all the way until like 2:30, 3 o'clock. Rain should be gone. Right now, y'all got to tap in on our Madhouse question of the day, which is what today, Ms. Jessica?
We want to know, what celebrity couple are you sick of?
Who you sick of out there? Who you got, baby? Who you sick of?
Kanye and Kim.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm sick of them a little bit.
They done calmed down, but Kanye been out there, but Kim kind of been like in the background. Yeah, but I got you.
He holier than thou. And
yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Dressing up. I'm sick.
Kanye doing Sunday services and Kim out on red. Yeah, I'm sick of them.
I'm sick of them.
Did you find you one, Justin?
I haven't thought of one.
You ain't thought of nobody yet? You sick of?
I'm sick of my mom and daddy, too.
they still together?
They're a celebrity couple, bro.
Huh? And are they still together?
Yeah, they still together.
I didn't know they were still together.
They've been married 40 years, man.
That's a good thing. Look at
God. I'm sick of them.
You know who I'm sick of? Russell and Sierra Wilson. I'm sick of them. They was in the news yesterday. They was in the news for the Super Bowl. They was in the news yesterday. They was in the news when she announced her pregnancy. I'm sick of them. I'm really sick of them. I'm sick of them.
I like
somebody.
Why? What you like about them?
I like love.
The only Gabrielle just sent me a picture and said, Stevie J, Kim, what's his name, Mimi, and what's his wife's name, Faith?
Yeah.
Said, I'm tired of him trying to convince us that him and all his baby mamas and wife are a happy family. GTFOH.
That's a good one, man. Tap in.
I might be sick of Stevie J.
How do they tap in on this question?
On our Instagram pages, at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
I got one that just popped in my head.
Okay.
DJ Shark and his boo. I'm sick of them. No, I'm just kidding.
You said celebrities.
The only hip hop morning show is
No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry.
And the Morning Madhouse. Power Nut.
All right, trending topics being brought to you by the cutest couple contest. Are you and your boo the cutest couple of 2020? Log on to power98fm.com and upload a photo of yourself and your boo, and you got a chance to win a $100 gift card from IHOP. And boy, I love them steak tips from IHOP. Just ask Murphy. He know. He done paid for a couple of my plates out there. He know I love them. All right. You. First off, trending this morning, everybody, all y'all was out there doing it yesterday. I missed it. Everybody's out there doing the broom challenge. Now, the broom challenge is allegedly that yesterday was the only day, according to what people are saying now since CNN, the only day you could grab a broom and make it stand straight up for about, 5-10 minutes in some cases?
My broom actually stayed up for 5 minutes.
Okay,
for about
so you
5
did
minutes. I actually did. I didn't think that I was going to be able to do it because I have one of those old wicker brooms.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy was able to do it, and it stayed up for about 5 minutes before it fell.
So we got Dr. Scientist on the phone.
My brother! Hi, Dr. Science! Good morning! Wake up!
the morning, morning show.
Hey, Dr. Science.
It's early in the morning, y'all.
But you,
what y'all say, 6:38 in the morning.
You know what they say. Science never sleeps, and it never stops.
It never sleeps. It's good to see y'all. Good to talk to y'all.
So wake your ass up and let us know what's going on about this broom challenge. So is this true that yesterday was the only day that you could do this? Because I've seen other reports saying that you can do this on any day.
And they were saying that it was because of the Earth's gravitational pull.
Yes.
It's public education at work, ain't it? Hey, look, so here's the thing is this is a hoax, y'all. I don't really think NASA probably said this. I'd do some research on that. But you can do this on any day of the week. So I would challenge everybody to get a broom out today and see if they can stand a broom today or tomorrow or next week. It can happen on any single day. It has nothing to do with the gravitational pull of the Earth. And we've been doing this for years, man.
So what does it have to do with it? Educate us.
Well, really what you're doing is you just – balancing the broom, and people are trying really, really hard and taking their time and being really, really specific and trying to balance that broom, and they're getting it to work. But if you tried it tomorrow or next week, it would still work. And so, you know, people say it has to do with the equinox or when the moon comes really close or, you know, the first day of spring. We used to do it with an egg. It's the only day that you could stand an egg on its end. But really what's happening is people are putting a lot of effort and concentration into getting that broom to stand, and that's really why it's working. It really has nothing to do with the gravitational pull of the Earth.
So, Brother Science Doctor.
Try it today.
Okay, we're going to go get a broom out of the kitchen here.
Brother Science Doctor, what you're saying is it's all about the bristles.
It's all about the bristles and the broom. Try it with a new broom, not an old broom, but you can probably get it.
Well, I actually tried it with my old broom. Yeah. I had one of those old wicker brooms like what we grew up with, Brian, and it actually worked.
And so go home tonight, Jeff. Go home tonight and see if you get that broom to stand again. I guarantee it will stand again.
Well, let me ask you this, because the other thing that black people are saying is that it's the devil.
It was the devil. I ain't playing this voodoo, Jeff.
I can't stand black folks sometimes.
From your scientific expertise, is this the devil
that's making this broom stand up? I am not playing this voodoo with y'all.
Right. Let's go ahead and strike the moon, the first day of spring, and the devil.
You can't pray the broom away.
Thank you, Dr. Science. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Brian.
Hey,
love you.
Anytime, y'all. Hey, love y'all, too.
Science never sleeps. We appreciate you. All right, real quick, man. Also trending this morning is Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick has said he will not play in the XFL. Monet Davis is also trending this morning. She played her first game at Hampton. She did okay, but Hampton won like 15-2. And last but not least,
that was against A&T also.
They beat the
dog
out of A&T.
Mess out of
Yeah. Last but not least, this morning, trending this morning, William Bynum Jr. and Shonda McCarthy of Jackson State University.
Oh, hell.
The president, and I forgot, she do something in the office. They both were busted in a prostitution ring, and the president of Jackson State has now resigned, and they caught him for prostitution along with a marijuana charge. That's what's trending this morning inside the madhouse.
It's never too early to turn up.
Fill him up with vibes.
Fill him up with vibes. It's the baby right there, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 6:57, 3 minutes away from 7 o'clock. And I just reported a trending topic that Colin Kaepernick turned down the XFL to play in the XFL. Someone asked Madhouse, what y'all think? Y'all think Colin Kaepernick should have took a chance to play in the XFL? Allegedly, according to the XFL, Colin Kaepernick wants $20 million to play in the league, and they're only paying their top players $500,000 and some of their other players around $55,000. So y'all think Colin Kaepernick should take this chance to play in the XFL and show the NFL that he's still ready, that he's still got it, or y'all think he's right for asking about $20 million? What you think, Jess?
I think that Colin Kaepernick in the NFL is over. Like, that chapter is just over.
It's closed.
Yeah, it's closed. It's over. If he really wants to play football, then yeah, you go out there and you play. You've got money. You've got these other endorsements and everything like that. You accepted. You got your payout and everything. You got money. So if it's really about your love and your passion for football, then yeah, go out there and play. But if you don't really love football like that anymore, or if it's about the money, then nah, you know. Okay. But I think the chapter of Colin Kaepernick in the NFL is over.
Burp.
Nope. Don't do it. Sit at home. Enjoy your life. You getting money from Nike like it's crazy. You got your own shoe now. You didn't have your own shoe when you were in the NFL. You're not going to get your own shoe now that you're in, if you were to go to the XFL. If he were to even consider going to the XFL, this is me. If I were him, I would do it to stick it to the NFL, not to prove, not to try and play, not to try and show that I can still play in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I would do it to make the XFL its own brand. Like, okay, we here, we are now the NFL's competition. That's the only reason I would do it if I were Kaepernick.
I like both of your ideas. I think he definitely could do that. You know, most people that play football or that play football, you love it from the time, you know, from the time you're a peewee. Mm. So your love for the game, you either still have it or you kind of lose it over time. Most players keep it for life. And I think if it's definitely about playing football and it's just about football, then I think, yeah, you go out there and you show, look, I can do this. And I really show, like in your point, Burby, I really stick it to the NFL and I show that, yes, y'all blackballed me because I still got it and I should have been in the league. Now, if you feel like, hey, I don't got nothing else to prove and I don't want to be a part of that brand, then no. But this is a chance for you to establish your own brand and get to what a lot of the celebrity artists are talking about, get to maybe a point of ownership when you got a chance to maybe come in. It's not as a player. You might have a chance when you go open the gate up and say, hey, let me help in ownership of the league. Not ownership of a team, but ownership of a whole league. And I think this is an opportunity where he can sit down with them and make that happen and play at the same time. But, hey, to each his own. But that's what's trending this morning. Colin Kaepernick. He said, nah, I need about 20 million to come play in the XFL. The XFL said, nah, we ain't got that. Coming up, we're going to let y'all shine.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gaston, your Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
Y'all know what's coming up. We're going to let y'all shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy. 570 WPG. If you got somebody you need to let shine. Take it easy, baby. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for Dewey Hip Hop and R&B. 7:06, 6 minutes out to 7 o'clock. High today in the Queen City is right there. 68 rain in the forecast. It's raining. It's wet out there. And it's time to go spread some positivity in the negative world. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo,
daddy!
Let it shine. Let it shine.
Good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning. I'm letting my cousin Marquito shine and Renato shine. It's their birthday. Like, bam. Turn up.
Shine on me. Power 98, good morning. Who you letting the light shine on?
What's up, No Limit? I wanted to shine the light on my kids because they're doing great in school, and mommy's so proud of them, and I know those boys are going to do great in life.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I'm trying to let my daughter Jace Moore shine up at North Mech. Tonight is senior night, and she's going to Elon College on a four ride.
Oh, yeah, let that baby shine, baby. Let that baby shine.
Power 98, good morning. You letting that light shine on somebody?
I would like to shine on myself because I got straight A's.
Hey, what's your name?
You better get straight A's.
What's your name? Okay, no name.
She got
straight A's. Whoever you is, we are super proud of you. You know what I mean? That's dope. Really dope. That's really dope.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
That's There's nothing wrong with being a smart kid. It's a time and it's a place for everything. But be smart. Be smart. There's nothing wrong with being the smart kid. And this morning, I want to let somebody shine. This young man who helped out, not only me, he helped out a lot of students over at East Mecklenburg. Not only while he was at school, he wasn't even like a, he was like a school counselor and just a school mentor. Kenny Lyles, he passed away on yesterday. And from the East Mec community and a lot of the young men and young women that passed through the hallways that you spoke to and you spoke life. He spoke life into us as students and made sure we were straight on days and nights when a lot of times we didn't know we was going to be straight. Much appreciated. And I know a lot of folks gave you your flowers while you were still alive, but big homie gone and RIP up there in the sky. And salute to you and your family, man. My man Kenny Lyles over there, former East Mac counselor. He passed away on yesterday. So
rest in peace.
Rest in peace. And wanted to let him shine this morning. Shine on me. 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 Coming up, Miss Jessica's got it for you. She's got the Nosy Neighbor News with your chance to go see Wild and Out. It's Pot 98.
You got it locked to the plug. Power 98.
Oh, Nosy, man. These folks got to hit his no cap.
719 here in the Queen City and surrounding areas. Coming up, I've got your Nosy Neighbor News. Nicki Minaj sits down and chats with 50 Cent. Find out what they were talking about. Yella Beezy has a lawsuit on his hand. Find out for what. And a celebrity couple is calling it quits. Who is it?
Russell. That's also our question of the morning. What celebrity couple are you tired of? You said what celebrity couple is calling it quits?
Yeah.
They black?
Yeah.
Are they black?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Because last time we didn't know.
Serena and somebody. Whoever she date.
Serena Williams?
Yeah, whoever she date.
Let me expand this. This couple is married.
Oh, they married?
It's a married couple.
Oh.
They're not just dating. They're married.
I don't know. I'm stuck.
Bill and what's his wife's name? Camille.
Bill and Camille.
That's what I'm going
She ain't leaving
that
old ass
Cosby.
Man.
Hey, and Camille. Camille say she needs some attention.
Who you got, Bert?
I don't know.
Okay.
Stedman and Oprah. Oh, you said they married.
They're married. No.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we'll find out coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News. I'm going to let you know who it is.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that.
It's coming up right after this Megan Thee Stallion and the Baby is Cash Hits here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
Real high, girl.
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Tuesday, February 11th, being brought to you by Boost Mobile. I'm going to be hanging out with DJ Butterfingers as we broadcast live from the official grand opening of the all-new Boost Mobile store this Saturday from 1 until 3 p.m. That's 3716 W.T. Harris Boulevard. Log on to power98fm.com for all of the details and come hang out with your girl. Netflix has come out victorious in the bidding war for a Nipsey Hussle documentary and is going to be directed by Ava DuVernay. Word is Nipsey's family wanted her for the project after her work on 13th and When They See Us. The actual number that it took for Netflix isn't known, but it is rumored to be in the 8-figure range. Mm-hmm. Apple and Amazon were also in the running for the documentary.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
50 Cent was a guest on Nicki Minaj's first Queen radio show of the year, and he talked about lots of things, including why he didn't sign Nicki in the beginning. 50 said it was because of Fendi, Nicki's former manager. He says, that's the only reason why I wasn't saying nothing or checking real hard, because he was over there. Nicki seemed to like the answer. Then she suggested that he cast her in one of his shows. Yella Beezy is being sued after a rival rapper's manager was assaulted outside of a strip club in Dallas in January. The manager for Mo3 His name is Brandon Rainwater, is seeking $1 million in damages after he claims that his hip was dislocated during an altercation where Beezy allegedly beat him up in the middle of the street. Now, he ain't helped the situation out because after he did it, he posted a video boasting about beating him up. Rainwater says that he is going to physical therapy due to a dislocated hip. Rumor has it that after 4 years of marriage, Neo and his wife Crystal have split, and it was her that initiated the split. No word on why she wants a divorce, but a video of Neo dancing in the club with another woman while wearing his wedding ring on his pinky finger has surfaced. The two have two sons together. Happy birthday to Khaled, Kelly Rowland, Brandy, and Young Miami. I miss Jessica, the girl next door. That shit knows the neighbor.
Happy birthday, Kelly Rowland!
And
Jessica.
Power 98. And a special happy birthday to our Puka Big Butterfingers.
Not Puka Big Butterfingers.
It is Butterfingers' birthday, and we love him.
He is
happy
truly,
birthday
he
to
is truly an Aquarius. Yes, he is. He's truly an Aquarius.
Birthday boy
of the South.
AKA.
Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre.
Bless you.
Yeah, I tried to hold it. AKA Dr. Dre.
People were just the same, Blair.
I did. You said what, burp?
Ask the people were just the same.
Happy birthday,
you shut up and go back to sleep. Miss Jessica told y'all to know the name of news about Yellow Beezy. What did she say about Yellow Beezy?
She said, bless you. That's what she said about Yellow Beezy.
I don't think I've ever seen you sneeze in the mic, Larry.
I'm trying to get out. I can hold it. I can hold it.
Come on, keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Man.
Hashtag Larry Matters being brought to you by City Trends. You can join me this Thursday along with my big dog, the birthday boy, DJ Butterfingers. We're going to be at City Trends from 5 to 7, 4527 The Plaza. Hey, they got new look, fresh styles, gift cards to the first 100 people in line. Gift cards to the first 100 people in line this Thursday night. For more info, log on to power98fm.com. Hashtag Larry Mad. Larry is mad at this Facebook post that I saw on last night talking about my big homie, my co-host, Miss Jessica the Girl Next Door. First off, let me backtrack a little bit. So about 2 weeks ago, we had an artist come up here about 5 a.m. in the morning and said...
Earlier than that.
Yeah, well, he was here when we got here. Mm-hmm. So we get to work about 5 a.m. So about... He's here before then. He's standing in our breezeway. And we have a group chat amongst morning shows about, you know, we alert each other what's going on. So the text message went out. There's a strange person in the breezeway talking about he has a CD that's worth $1,000. Once again, this is at 5 a.m. in the morning. Somebody is downstairs with a CD that costs $1,000.
After posting videos saying, I'm going to run up on people.
So we get to work, and I was the last one in that day. So Jessica comes to work. She's a female. She comes to work 5 a.m. in the morning. Young man runs up on her talking about a CD that costs $1,000 at 5 o'clock in the morning. So then, you know, that happens, blah, 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 blah. We fast forward to yesterday. Yesterday, this young man takes upon himself to post a video that Miss Jessica posted. Mm-hmm. After this interaction with him, you could tell in the video she's shaking, and anybody would be. Like I said, put it in the mind, it is 5 o'clock in the morning, it's dark, people have been robbed in this breezeway, women have been assaulted in this breezeway, and it's 5 a.m. in the morning. So Miss Jessica posted a video that said what, Miss Jessica, in essence?
Basically, the video said, and I was angry.
Yeah.
I was angry and
been.
I was full of emotion.
And you should've been.
I was full of emotion, and I posted this basically saying, hey, look, you can't do that. You can't run up on nobody. I'm not interested in listening to your music at 5 a.m. in the morning if I don't know you and you are running up on me and it's dark outside and you are a man running up on me. That's the easiest way to get beat up or to catch a bullet.
And you're absolutely right. Because like when we come in this building in the morning, we don't know what's going to happen in that breezeway. That's why. That's one reason we started our morning show group chat amongst all morning shows. It's nobody here but us. So between the parking deck and this building, it's nobody but us and whatever you got with you. And let's believe, a lot of us, we come in this building this morning, we strapped up. I'm going to just take it. We strapped up. So and you being a female, what I'm mad about is the other females that got on this post and was saying, oh, she's wrong. The thing about it is, I don't think none of y'all on that post really put y'all mind in the fact that it's 5 a.m. in the morning, it's dark, this guy's about 6'2", and we don't know, because you know this person, we don't know what these person's intentions are at 5 a.m. in the morning. I see somebody else on the post say, y'all act like he would have been robbing at 5 a.m. A man just got robbed, shot, and killed over there in Noda at 5:30 in the morning. So that right there is completely out the window. And this day and age where human trafficking is at an all-time high, ain't nowhere in the hell you should have been upset. Ain't nowhere in the hell you shouldn't have been shaking. Because he out there slanging a CD $4,000 at 5 a.m. in the morning. That's his hustle. Our business hours are 8:30 to 5:30 p.m.
Might I mention, we never got the CD. He never gave it to us.
At 5 a.m.,
he's telling me to purchase this CD at 5 a.m. Might I mention, I am woman enough and I am humble enough to say that video was in emotion, and that is why I deleted it. I deleted it. And some people are like, just you didn't have to delete it.
You
and
did.
Some people are like, you know,
to
I understand.
You didn't.
Whatever, whatever. I deleted it because I felt like I don't like to act out of emotion, and that is what I did.
But, see,
but I'm woman enough to admit that.
Well, I'm man enough to be a man and say at 5 a.m. in the morning, I could have started this female. At 5 a.m. in the morning, I might have been a little wrong. You know what I mean? He never said that. He went on there and made this post trying to get his fans and everybody else to try to come at you. But nobody really stood and said, this man is at 5 a.m. in the morning. You out here doing, and then you gonna say your CD costs $1,000? Man, get the hell on somewhere. Hashtag Larry Mad. Man, hit the hashtag. See what else I've been mad about. You keep running up on people at 5 o'clock in the morning if you want to.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse in the morning on Power 98.
There it is, in car. Tuesday, 62 degrees. Today's high 68. Rain all the way through your lunchtime, and it's going to clear out and make way for a great afternoon commute. Other than that, be safe out there in this rain this morning, and it's time to get Burpee's thoughts.
Yeah. Larry, I saw a bunch of stuff that I was sick of over the weekend. Like, we're giving people the wrong ideas. When you have a job to do, you need to do your job correctly. Do your job correct. It's some jobs you can't mess up, like the air control people when they're on the ground guiding the airplanes in with the little orange lights. They got to do that right, because if they do it wrong, the plane can land wrong, they can slide, they could crash, whatever. You got to do that right.
The plane can run them over.
Exactly. You got to do it right. There's certain jobs you have to do right, Larry. If you a stripper, you got to do your damn job correctly.
You got to make sure you slide down the pole, not let the pole go. And
listen, lady, ma'am, I'm sick of these people. This woman done raised $30,000 to pay her medical bills for incompetence. I be damned.
Two chains told you, man, they let her strippers.
On your resume to be a stripper, been told this, I know quite a few. As your special skills, it says upper body strength. She ain't had none. That ain't nobody else damn fault. That ain't nobody else. You need to work on your push-ups, ma'am. Work on your pull-ups. Work on your bench press, because the way that your arm was trembling and shaking after you fell out, before you fell off that pole, that is a part of the job requirement. I don't care how high the pole is. You know that the pole gets slippery sometimes. They spray that little alcohol smelling spray on it. I don't know what it is, but she...
Is that what they spray on it?
And then, I think it's like alcohol, Clorox mix. I don't know. something like that.
Is that what that's brought about? Okay, Burke, I'm going to let you ride with it.
She had too much. Of-
3 parts alcohol, 2 parts Clorox.
She had a cap full of Clorox and some water. That's what it was.
1 part slippery.
It's just a burn.
If your hands ain't big enough to grip the whole pole, you don't need to be in this industry, ma'am. This is not the place for you. Y'all are paying for this woman's medical bills because she was lacking on her job. How do you do that, Larry? You know what? I'm gonna figure out something. I'm gonna figure out a scheme to come up with. She scammed y'all. She scammed y'all. That's what it was. She did it on purpose because she didn't like whoever it was that was running the strip club. So she fell on purpose. Because look at how she landed. She knew how to tuck and roll when she hit that damn ground.
She her did not tuck hit, and she did not
yeah,
roll.
Yes, she did. Because her shoulder hit the ground first and she rolled over on her back. And then she got up on all fours and started twerking again. That's how I know it was a scam, Larry. She started twerking again. That's what she sounded like.
Burberry Star. Think about it.
What you thought?
Oh, y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
823 here in the Queen City. It's time for another Nosy Neighbor News. Quickie, I know you talked about this earlier, Larry, but I have to go back to it because it's Black History Month. It's Black Girl Magic. She's doing her thing. Monet Davis, she is back on the baseball scene. You know, she just made her debut at Hampton University. She went 1-for-3 with a 2-run single in a game against North Carolina A&T. Hampton won over their competitor 15-4. So congratulations.
A&T is trash juice.
Shut up.
Trash
softball.
Juice.
Who pays attention to softball?
Oh, that's
don't
how you,
do that.
That's
when
how you gonna
you
do the
got
females.
Monet Davis.
That's how you
there?
Gonna do the females.
Yeah. How they gonna? Don't nobody pay attention to softball.
Your y'all got smashed.
Hey, A&T.
Y'all got smashed.
I said it, A&T.
It was watch huge mouth, for Monet to choose a HBCU.
Right.
And this is her debut.
This is a big. Boy, that's a big boy. Big deal. It's actually a big.
Yeah.
Deal.
That's huge. I'm so
just
excited
mad we
about
lie.
That.
Yeah, we can tell.
Mad it was against A&T because I got to hit Larry's mouth.
You right. He go ahead.
She won't be playing John C. Smith's softball team.
Trash juice!
Time out. John C. Smith has a very, very good
A very, very
team.
Great softball team.
Very, very good.
I didn't say they were bad. I said they're not playing
we'll
John C. Smith's
A&T,
softball.
Though.
For any listeners, we love all HBCUs.
And,
it's just
yes,
HBCU
and we,
banter
and we,
between each other.
And we definitely love softball.
Yes.
That the females play.
Thank you.
Thank
I
you,
Miss Jessica, girl next door. That's your nosy
every
neighbor.
Time we lose, I'm going to say it.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie, tell that.
Who the next best? Who the next best thing? Who going to put up for the city? Who the next best thing? If you think you got some talent, you the next best thing? Step on up. Do your thing. Step on up.
Y'all know how it go.
You the next best thing. You the next
yep.
best thing.
The only the show in the country thing. In the morning that does the next big thing. We trying to find out if there's some talent out here swooning and brewing. So you get to be the music critic, Charlotte America. You got to let us know after you hear the song, are we going to keep it or are we going to sweep it? And what letter grade would you give the song? 570-WPEG. Here it is. It's called She Knows. Check it out right now.
Hit a swishes, hit a swishes. Swear I love a chick that play a role. That's my motivation, Kelly Rowe. Cool as hell, but hotter than a stove.
Little bit later in the morning, Madhouse has next big thing right there. Joy Band, She Knows. All right, Queen City, y'all tapped in. Let's find out what y'all think about the song. We're going to keep it, we're going to sweep it. And what letter grade do you want to get us on? Good morning.
No. It won't make it this morning. K-I-M, keep it moving.
Hey, man, I tuned in the radio. I thought that was just playing on the radio, man. We're going to keep that, man. We're going to keep that, Charlotte. We're going to keep that one. I'm going to give that a, I'm going to give it a B.
Good morning. We're going to keep that song. I give it a B+. Oh, hey, Larry. Hey, Jessica.
You tell them Negroes they better leave you alone because they don't know me. I will come up there and I will slice them up like a little piece of lettuce or something. Anyway, tell these rappers. Now, listen, first of all, with the baby as hot as he is right now, with J. Cole done put on for the whole Carolina, honey, you can't come out with something that's mediocre. You got to be out here stabbing it. You got to come out here killing it out the gate, honey. You got to make me shake my butt in this truck and the cars when I'm moving, honey. That right there was mediocre. It was okay, but like I said, if I hear it on the radio, I just turn my radio station because it didn't catch my attention, honey. I'm going to sweep it. I'm going to give him a C, though, but I'm going to sweep it because it didn't catch my attention. like a nice looking man. You got to catch my attention.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, honey.
Thank you, Tootles. What's wrong with him, Burpee? What's wrong with him?
I don't know.
All right, when all the votes was all counted, said and done, 66% of the people who gave it a keep. And an overall letter grade of a C+ on that Joey Band, She Knows. Find out what the Madhouse thought about the song. Up next is Charlotte's Plug, 5.98.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
Pull up to the bar, Russell Rock sipping. 33s on my feet, word to Scott Pippen. Riding with my team, ain't no switching. Ain't no switching. Hard in the paint, I rarely miss it. Rarely miss it. Keep a couple grams in the swisher. When we on the court, hit a swishes. Hit a swishes. Swear I love a chick that play a role. Play a role. That's my motivation, Kelly Rowe. Kelly Rowe. Cool as hell, but hotter than a stove.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. You know who that is. Joy Blaze. Joy Blaze right there. Okay, she knows. It got 66% of the vote. The people said keep it. With an overall letter grade of a C+. What did you think about the song, Ms. Jessica?
I thought that this song was average. Okay. I'm not going to say sweep it because it wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that this was average, an average song. I would give it a C. And there's a bit of it was, there was a tinge of it where the vocals were a little bit low. It was a little hard to hear the vocals on it. But I say it's an average song, and I would give it a C, and I would keep it because it's not a bad song.
All right, Burp.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm on the fence. Like, it's a catchy song.
It's one of them songs.
Yeah, it's one of those songs where it's not bad. It's not a bad song, but it's like something wasn't right about it. So I'm going to say keep it, I guess, because it wasn't a bad song. It's just something was different. So something keep it with a letter grade of C-.
Okay. I agree with the people, C+. I give it a C+. I'll keep the song. And I agree with both of you. I think it was a good song. It's a song that if you played it, people could attract to it. But once again, it's one of the songs that if you played it, they could be like, I don't like it. It's just one of those songs that's right there in between. It's lukewarm.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't hot and it ain't cold. It's just lukewarm. Mm-hmm. So I think if you wanted to make it a hit, just go back and sit down with it with the engineer and find out what y'all could tweak about it to make it a hit. Because it's almost there.
I don't know if this would be your go-to song. I think you might need to go back in your arsenal and see what else you have, because look at what the people are saying. It's clear that this is a middle of the road type song, based off of what everybody is saying, and so I would probably go back in your arsenal and see what else you might have, because you're talented, but I don't think that this is it. This is the one you want to go for.
Yeah, I get on the next big thing. How you do that?
Send us one clean, radio-ready version of your song. Send it on over to carolina.street@power98fm.com. That's carolina.street@power98fm.com.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local.
Real one in your life. Hey, you just ain't gonna give it to you, right? I'd rather be your beat, baby.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black
Smart? 598 WPET. Good morning. Who is this?
This Nisha.
What up, Nisha? What's up with you?
Nothing. Trying to play Black Smart.
Trying to play Black Smart. Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, Nisha, if you do not, we need that hood black card, all right?
Got you.
What? Kick it off, Majestic.
In a black household, you cannot continue to go in and out of the house because you are letting what out?
My heat.
Take it.
I take it.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's
take
right.
It.
Yep. Or the air, okay, like in the summertime.
They gave it to you, ma'am. They gave it to you.
Calm
you want it
now? What you got for it, baby?
Give me two popular Kool-Aid flavors in a black house.
Red and grape.
Absolutely, yep.
That's
right.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Red and grape. Those actually the top two flavors.
And earn Earned is a strong third.
Earned is a strong third.
That crushed ice.
Or that blue raspberry. Blue raspberry might be a
blue raspberry is popping.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. Oh, sorry. We had a whole moment just now.
It's so black.
We had a whole separate conversation away from the conversation that we was having.
Oh, yeah, so
you are Black Smart, and because you're Black Smart, we're going to send you to see the movie The Photograph, starring Issa Rae, Lakeith Stanfield, and Courtney B. Vance. It's going down tomorrow night. You're going to the advanced screening. You have to tell everybody what station hooked you up, boo.
You know it, Power 98.
Power 98's Black Smart is brought to you by U.S. Auto. Better vehicles, better financing, all credit levels. Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
To follow us on all social media.
Come on.
At Power 98 FM. Channel 9's Brittany Johnson and John Paul.
Morning traffic can be unpredictable.
Or predictably bad.
Crashes, construction, Traffic Team 9's Mark Taylor will get you through it.
Or better yet, around it. Start your morning with Channel 9 Eyewitness News from 4:30 to 7 a.m.
She claims her husband blew their $1 million retirement fund, some of it on women.
You're concerned that he's being scammed.
For a man who's supposed to be smart, he is dumber than most.
Dr. Phil, today at 4 on Channel 9.
I'm here in my apartment, waiting for my wife to get in. She never gets home in time to see little man go to sleep. Her bus stop is a mile away. I get home first, so I stay awake till she comes in and says, "Hey, the 2020 census is coming. I'm looking out for it." I've learned that every response counted from my community impacts how public funding is spent each year. That's education for our son and a closer bus stop for her.
Hey.
Hey, babe.
Shape your future. Start here. Learn more at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
You've been hearing me talk about it. It's bigger, it's better, and it's out here, baby. What is it? It's the brand new 600 megahertz signal from T-Mobile. That's right. The brand new, most powerful signal ever. The 600 megahertz signal from T-Mobile. You know what it means for you? It means you have less dropped calls and you will be on the most reliable, strongest, most powerful network out there. Imagine you at work, you take a call, and the call get good. Then all of a sudden, you got to get on the elevator, and guess what? With this brand new signal, you probably won't have to hang the phone up. Well, imagine you pulling into your job, you having a great conversation. All of a sudden, you got to go in the parking garage, and the call usually drops. Nuh-uh, not with this brand new 600 megahertz signal from T-Mobile. You can just keep on talking and talking and talking and talking. The brand new 600 megahertz T-Mobile signal is available in 6,600 cities and towns across America. And guess what? We got it right here in Charlotte. So do like I did. Come and join the network that's going further than ever before. Come on and join T-Mobile. No signal is more reliable than the 600 megahertz signal. Coverage not available in all areas.
What's it like to take one bite of Tasty Bite Madras lentils for the first time? Like this. One bite of all natural ingredients like kidney beans, lentils, onions, and spices. All slow simmered in a creamy tomato sauce. Ready in just 60 seconds. One bite will change everything. Tasty Bite Indian food in the yellow pouch. Find it in your Grocer's International aisle.
I know exactly what you want to do. You want to get out the house you in, and you definitely want to move into a new house. So listen, you know what I did myself? I logged on to the website opendoor.com/my offer, and I went on there just to see if I was looking to sell my house, how much I could get in a fair market offer. No obligation, none of that. Just logged on to opendoor.com/my offer, and they let me know what was going on.
Yeah, I did the same thing, Larry. I just wanted to know exactly how much my house was worth. You know, so that when I do get ready to sell it, I won't lowball myself. That's what you don't want to do. You want to make sure that you're getting every dime that your house is worth. And you can do that by going to opendoor.com. They're going to give you a fair quote on your home in about 24 hours. And I promise you, it doesn't even take long to answer the questions. The first one is, what's your address? You're going to get that quote in about 24 hours.
But think about it. Once you get that quote, there's no obligation. So if you like it, you can take it. If you don't like it, then nothing happens. But go on there. Check them out. Man, opendoor.com/my offer. I've done it. Miss Jessica's done it. You can do it too. When you go by there, let them know. No Limit Larry.
And Miss Jessica, the girl next door, sent you.
Offer eligibility varies.
After the towers came down,
a plane has crashed in
voicemail. What up?
704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks. What do you have to say?
Y'all know how it goes down inside the madhouse. Madhouse question of the day, hashtag MHQOTD. The question of the day was what today, Miss Jessica?
We wanted to know, what celebrity couple are you sick of?
And go ahead. FWIBT, whatever his name is, Isaiah, said, I'm with y'all. I'm sick of Beyonce and Jay-Z. They always running up on something and doing something. They didn't stand for the anthem and they didn't end the news again. I'm sick of them.
I didn't say Beyonce.
That's what he said. Yeah. I mean, we had mentioned.
We did.
I said I'm sick of Ciara and Russell Wilson. I'm sick of them. That's what
Moonstone
I said.
Moonstone 843 said Cardi B and Offset.
Ooh, I
your
forgot about
cousin
that.
Kurt said Dwayne and Gabrielle. Carolina Blue Boy says Kim and Kanye. And A Marsh 11 says the Trumps. Mainly Donald. Mainly Donald.
Yeah.
Pure Soul and Fab says Safari and Erica.
Mm-hmm. They just got started though.
And a lot of people know they did it because remember they met on the show.
Yeah, but I mean
they
met
on,
been...
not on Love and Hip Hop, but on another show before this. So but a lot of people posted Oprah and Gayle. They are sick of that celebrity.
Yeah. I got quite a few Oprah and Gayle.
Is that y'all gonna do Oprah and Gayle?
Nurse Bay 08 said Emily and Fabulous. They're sick of that couple. Touched by TT said Ari and Moneybag. And she said Don and Ashley on Black Ink Crew, Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And she said Young Boy and Yaya.
Young Boy and Yaya?
Yeah.
They always fighting.
Yeah.
They always fighting.
They need to stop that.
Y'all stop fighting in these relationships. And y'all ladies stop hitting on these men.
Boy.
I'm tired of saying it.
Larry.
I'm tired of saying it. What? But I just watched one down in Miami. I just watched one in Chicago. And then I just watched one in Charlotte. I'm sick of it, Burp. These men. We got to start a better man shelter. All right, man, you know people got comments
on
our voicemail.
I'm doing this with you today,
704-227-8780, 704-227-8780. Actually, somebody wanted to comment on Larry Mad. Good morning.
Good morning, Madhouse. Hope everyone's well. I just want to speak on the situation of why Larry's mad. Larry, you have every right to be mad because no man, no one should approach y'all at that time of morning. That probably was a scary situation for Miss Jessica, but I've been to the studio before. I've been in that parking deck. Even in the daytime, it's scary in that parking deck. And, you know, I mean, for her to be a female at that time of morning and a man approaching her talking about $1,000 for a CD, like you said, get the hell out of here. People are really crazy, and I want y'all to be extra, extra safe down there. I'm not understanding why you guys don't have security at that time in the morning to make sure y'all get in that building safe, to make sure, you know, whatever, you get to your car safe or whatever.
Thank you for your concern, and I appreciate you calling and leaving your comment. You got a comment? You got something on your mind? You want to let it off? You want to tap in on the Madhouse question of the morning? Tap in about 6:05. You can always leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
Gunner, if you want your burger. Oh, baby, you be lining your verses. I be here and say you buying them purses. I can't even lie, you ain't my type. You ain't even all that fine in person. I can guarantee you if you my kind, she got every bag you can imagine. Big house, I can really be bragging. 100,000 in my mouth like what's happening. Not the big cheap tea, that's embarrassing. He ain't me, you can keep the comparison. My probably one of the baddest. Good girl, turning into a savage. This batch got a problem in traffic. We can't do imagine G-Wagon. Low-key, I've been keeping it classy. Could be really out here doing them nasty. Couldn't even see me in last year. Just started in them then asking. I ain't even tried to and I passed them. Giving looks, I contribute to fashion. Drop a song, I be giving them caps. Stand alone, not your regular rapper. Brand new car is noisy. Come through when it's roaring. You ain't gotta worry. Don't care about your boyfriend. See me and get nervous. I damn near did it perfect. Work hard and determined. It's safe to say I earned it. Whoa, yeah. None of you guys can flash me. Whoa, matter of fact, none of you guys can touch me. Whoa, post my drip up daily just so they can see. Whoa, turn me up some more so my haters can hear. Whoa. I put it up in the back of the car and I tell her to go. She hit when she lands, she bring me the band, she back on the road. She know how I get when I get in that mode. Ain't buying no clothes, only do shows and make me some.
songs. Make sure the other come and get sold. We with these scribbles cause we play with poles. We play with our money and not what I know. I used to go to the west to get lost. I just came back from the west with a trophy. I'm on some mold. She said she missed it and sent an emoji. No time to kick it, I'm always in motion. Can't say I miss you, I don't got emotions. I'm on that back when I slip on the floor. I'm on that me and the broken cadoge. I'm on that back when I stood at the stroke. Ain't going broke, I'm just back on my old. No taking I don't know how to cope. And I know one thing I'm never gonna be hopeless. If you tell them what was said, you eroding. Try the new Corvette like it's stolen. Yeah. Brand new car is noisy. Come through and it's roaring. You ain't gotta worry. Don't care about your boyfriend. See me and get nervous. I damn near did it perfect. Work hard and determined. It's safe to say I earned it. Whoa, yeah. None of you guys can flash me. Whoa. Matter of fact, none of you guys can hash me. Whoa. Post my drip up daily just so they can see. Whoa. Turn me up some more so my haters can hear. Brand new car is noisy. Come through and it's roaring. You ain't gotta worry. Don't care about your boyfriend. See me and get nervous. I damn near did it perfect. Work hard and determined. It's safe to say I earned it. Whoa, yeah. None of you guys can flash me. Whoa. Matter of fact, none of you guys can hash me. Whoa. Post my drip up daily just so they can see. Whoa. Turn me up some more so my haters can hear.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Left in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
You for 7 days straight, and now I can't live without you. And if we ever broke up, I won't have a kid without you. You forever in my heart. I won't forget about you. I be crushing you on Monday like it's Wednesday. You press about that with your friends say. G63 is what your Benz say. I'm so happy you ain't listen to your friends, babe. You can tell me how you want it, how you need it, I don't mind. Need you right here by my side, cause out of sight, cause out of mind. And out of spite, you hit the climb, but I was hype. I hit your line a few more times, when you hit back, I'm gonna respond.
Tell me how you want it, yeah. Call me and I'm on my way.
On my way. I be treating you like every day your birthday. Them hoes ain't f***ing with you on your worst day. I got you on a new level like with first aid. When you feel down, I pick you up, put on your crown and lift you up. I put a rock all on your finger so much ice could push you up. Heard they feelings about you, baby, told them hoes I wish them luck. Talking relationship goes, this could be us. Yup, 24-7. What's the 411? When you see me kneel like Kaepernick, call a reverend. So I got a million in the stash for a wedding. If you ready, let me know, cause it's whatever.
Living on you in the worst way. Yeah, anniversary. Want to suit up on my birthday. Cause I know they keep you thirsty. Ain't no playing, this is us. Boy, be gentle, ain't no rush. 365, you the only one I try. Cause no, I can't get enough. And all my ladies, if you feel me, help me sing it out. Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.